Act 3. End of the line. As the evening extinguished, motives for murder filled up like passengers with wine. Lots of people had business with John. Indy talked to him. Miss Crimson was stalking him. Vanity and Gerard were in his cabin. And Mr. Big was in receipt of a hit request.
A hit request, you say?
Suddenly, the puzzle begins to piece together. The person John Doe was to testify against, hence the witness protection, was Sister Soprano's brother Vinny, who also happened to be the Duchess's nephew. Was this a mob hit with Mr. Big? This would be an easy case for Monsieur Parrot to solve now, which was very convenient considering the bet he'd made with a certain Detective Holmes. But nothing was quite as it seemed, something that Houdini was all too familiar with. John Doe had talked with him about disappearing, presumably to hide from Vinny's friends and employees. Or maybe, just maybe, it was because Electrocution had been telling everyone John Doe was not human. That's something that the psychiatrist could have shrunk her for. If only she'd been properly qualified. Perhaps the enormous brain of Professor Weinstein had the answer. Or perhaps the experimental gun he kept in his cabin had already seen some practical use. So who killed John Doe? Far be it from me to say, and far better for you to hear it from the killer themselves. But I can tell you now that I was the train driver on that fateful Simpleton Orient Express. And if it was up to me, I'd say they'd all done it.